Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. This week marks the passing of a pioneering anatomist and physician. Lorenzo Bellini was born at Florence on September 3rd, 1643. He was a pioneer in iatro mechanism, a theoretic system that framed physiologic events, such as the circulation of blood, in terms of mathematical and physical principles. Bellini studied philosophy, mathematics, and medicine at the University of Pisa, where he came under the influence of another Catholic scientist, Giovanni Alfonso Borelli, a founder of iatro mechanism, who is also known as the father of biomechanics. A brilliant student at the age of 20, Bellini had already begun his studies on the structure of the kidneys and had described the papillary ducts, also known as Bellini's ducts. He was chosen professor of theoretical medicine at Pisa, but soon after, just 5 years later, was transferred to the university's chair of anatomy. His work also dealt with disorders of the chest, describing several examples of heart disease, syncope, orthopnea, and other cardiac symptoms were discussed and interpreted. He also made very early observations on the coronary circulation. After spending 30 years at Pisa, he was invited to Florence and appointed physician to the Grand Duke Cosimo III, and was also made senior consulting physician to Pope Clement XI. After 10 years of poor and failing health, he died at Florence on January 8, 1704. His works were published in a collected form at Venice 4 years later in 1708. They remained popular until the mid-18th century, when iatro mechanism became viewed as an oversimplification that ignored chemical phenomena and other factors that influenced health and disease. Nonetheless, Bellini's contribution to anatomy and physiology remains outstanding. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.